It's time now for Dial-A-Doc. That is part of our weekly program with FHN in Freeport. Joining us today, Director of Rehabilitation Services at FHN Family Health Care Center, Burchard Hills, Jessica Currier. Good morning, Jessica. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, did you have a nice holiday weekend?
Oh, it was a wonderful holiday weekend. Great weather.
Yeah, it certainly was. And looking like a few more nice days starting this week and then some rain again. Well, today's topic, Jessica, is FHN school sports physicals. And you're involved with the sports physicals program at FHN. Can you tell us the difference between a sports physical and a school physical?
Yes, a sports physical meets all of the IHSA or the Illinois High School Association's guidelines. And it indicates that the athlete is safe to participate in a sporting event, whereas a school physical is a much more comprehensive physical. It includes the opportunity to receive any needed vaccinations that can keep your child up to date, and these are required for entry into preschool, kindergarten, sixth grade, and ninth grade.
All right. Are sports physicals necessary every year, or how long are they good for?
Yes, the sports physical is required each year if your student is planning to participate in sporting events. The sports physical is good for the academic school year, so if it's completed this summer, the sports physical will be good through 2021-2022 academic year.
All right. If a student is due for a school physical, does that also count as a sports physical?
Yes, the actual school physical, being a much more comprehensive one, counts as a sports physical as well, so you don't need to do two on the years that your child is due for a school physical.
Now, if a high school student is in multiple sports, say basketball and baseball, is a physical necessary for all the sports?
Only one sports physical is required, but they are required for all sports, both boys and girls, and even including activities such as youth football leagues, and in our area that would include Phantom football, and the NJROTC, or Navy Junior Reserve Officer Training Corps, requires them as well.
We're visiting with Director of Rehabilitation Services at FHN Family Health Care Center in Burchard Hills, Jessica Currier, part of Dial-A-Doc and part of FHN's programming with Big Radio. Now, FHN has a number of clinics set up for these physicals, Jessica. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, we're serving all of our area communities. So right now we have clinics set up for the Freeport High School on Wednesday, July 21st. And Tuesday, August 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. We also have plans for events in Eastland, Forston, Milledgeville, Stockton, Warren, and West Carroll. And more are being set up as we speak. And so we encourage everyone to check our website at fhn.org under the community tab.
Now, when a student goes in for their physical, what do they need to bring with them for the physical itself?
We do like them to bring the forms filled out in advance for ease of entrance and just keeping things flowing smoothly. Those forms, there are three, the IHSA IEAA pre-participation exam form, the IHSA sports med consent, and then our FHN consent for the sports physical. So those forms can also be found at the FHN.org website. And then there's a $20 fee, and that can be paid by a cash or check. We do not take debit cards.
Okay. And does a parent need to accompany the student, Jessica?
The parent does not need to accompany the student. However, if they desire to, they certainly can. With the COVID restrictions and our safety items implemented, we are trying to keep a reduced number of individuals in the rooms at one time.
I remember when I was in high school, sometimes high school kids don't always get around to everything. Say they didn't get around to that physical, the season starts, they show up, what happens then? Coach sends them away until they come back with a physical?
Actually, that is true. The coach will send them away until they come back with that physical. I know for the Freeport High School physicals, we purposefully set that Tuesday, August 10th date because that is the day before formal practices begin. And so we are really trying to provide every effort for the student to get in and get it done and complete it on time.
Well done. You've been through this before. FHN does something unique, Jessica, with these physicals to help local schools. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we give every dollar of that $20 fee back to the area school. This is part of our FHN community benefit efforts to give back to our local schools.
And how much did that add up to last year?
Well, last year it wasn't as much as we had normally seen with the COVID restrictions and sporting events not starting in the fall. But I can tell you that in 2019, we hosted 21 sports physical clinics, and we were able to give back $16,500 to 14 area schools.
Wow, that is fantastic. Now, sometimes athletes of any kind, adults when they run or high school kids when they're in school might get an injury. What happens then? Do each of the schools around the area have kind of their own person on staff that kind of looks into some of that kind of thing before they would have to refer them to FHN for taking care of their ailments?
Yes, schools in the area usually have an athletic trainer on site. Our athletic trainer from FHN serves the Freeport area schools, and she can see the student and refer to orthopedics, PIC, or the primary care provider, or sometimes the ED if it's a football night injury.
All right. Taking great care of the athletes. People want to, and you've referred to your website a couple of times, but people want to find out more, maybe find out where that form is, where they should be going, depending on what city they live in. How do they find out more, and what sites should they go to, Jessica?
Again, people can find out more at our FHN.org website, and make sure you click on the community tab to see the sports physical information.
We've been visiting with Jessica Currier. She's the Director of Rehabilitation Services at FHN Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills, part of Dial-A-Doc and FHN. And we've been talking about high school physicals. So anybody curious, go to FHN.org. Is there a phone number they can call if they have questions, too, if they don't go online?
They can call their primary care providers, or they can call the 815-599-6340 number, which is the rehabilitation department.
Well, it's great to have sports back and athletes back and events going back on, and hopefully some more fans will be able to go in the upcoming seasons. Jessica Currier, Director of Rehabilitation Services at FHN Family Healthcare Center, Burchard Hills. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us today, and a great reminder for those athletes out there, make sure you get your physicals done before your next sports season starts. Jessica, you take care, all righty?
Thank you. You too, and have a great day.
I will. That's our Dial-A-Doc, part of FHN's programming.